ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। वेलकम टू मधुबन, वेलकम टू शांतिवन, वेलकम टू बाबाज होम, योर होम। बाबा वेलकम्स हिज चिल्ड्रन इन दिस अनलिमिटेड फैमिली, अनलिमिटेड होम। I have been told to talk on a very deep subject, being an authority of experience. What does it mean to have experience? And then how to have an authority over that experience. What is experience? How many types of experiences are there? One is to become an embodiment of experience. And the other is to become an authority of experience. Is there a difference or is it the same thing? We will talk on all these points in today's class. And which is the highest experience? We will think about that also. Experience is something which goes deep into your subconsciousness, which is also part of your sanskar, which you have brought into actions and now it has become part of you. It cannot be separated from you. And there are so many different types of experiences. Good experience, bad experience, sweet experience, bitter experience. It could also be in a form of a memory. We say good memories, bad memories. Something which has is so imprinted in you that it cannot be forgotten. And Baba says that it's very easy to share experiences because it's become so natural in you. So once I have understood what is experience, definitely nobody would want any bad experience. Pardon? Spanish, no translation? Sorry, I didn't ask for translations. Is everything okay? Are all other translations okay? Who's translating for Spanish? Anyone who can translate Spanish? Yes, please go. Please go to the booth. You can go from the sides, you know, in front. Who wants Spanish translation? Raise your hand. Spanish translation. How many? Not many. Spanish translation, who needs? You need Spanish? Okay, one sister raised her hand, she can translate. Or other translations okay? Everything okay? You want higher? Russian translation? Higher? Sound? Voice higher? Raise the voice, please. Increase the volume of Russian translation. Okay? All Russians, raise your hand. All who are getting Russian translation. Which other translation? That's all? French? French translation? Okay. Portuguese? Portuguese translation? Polish? Okay. Thai? Thai translation? Tamil translation? Thai translation? Tamil translation? Okay. So everything okay? Good? Good? Okay. So I was mentioning about different types of experiences. ये आप लोग बैठ जाइए, ये जो खड़ी ना, बैठ जाइए, सभी जो भी सेवा में है सब बैठ जाए, कोई भी खड़े मत रहे, ये विदेशी बहुत डिसिप्लिन वाले होते हैं, ये कुछ भी नहीं करेंगे, सब बैठ जाए आराम से. So we get so many different types of experiences. We say good experience, bad experience, bitter experience, sweet experience. So experience is something which is deep rooted. It can never be forgotten. It has become part of you, part of your sanskar. But how does it come? It's not only what you have experienced it yourself, that is called experience, not necessary. Something what you have read is also part of experience. Something which you have heard of is also part of experience. Something which you have seen in others, even that is part of experience. So what you have seen or heard, all that is part of experience or read. And it's not necessary that whatever you have seen or heard or read, you have to bring it into practice to experience it. We do have the knowledge that if you put your finger in the fire, your finger will definitely burn. You have knowledge of it. That finger gets burnt when put in fire. Anything put in fire will burn. So you don't want to experience it, do you? Do you want to put your finger in the fire purposely so that you want to see how it burns? No, you would not want that. So some experiences we have the knowledge of, but we don't need to experience that in a practical way. And therefore, Baba says that experience can be defined in many different ways. But then, it's not always that it is what you have experienced of this birth. Because I as a soul have a record of 84 births in me. And therefore I can very easily say that I have an experience of 84 births. So experience of 84 births is embedded in the soul. Something which is experience of past lives, even that is an experience. And therefore experience is so broadly taken. It's not taken at a very superficial level. And as Baba has told us that in golden age, your stage was so elevated, so even that was an experience. When Baba talks about the five stages, the seed stage, or the deity stage, the worship-worthy stage, or Sangam Yogi Brahmin stage, or angelic stage. So these five stages, churning on the five stages, actually it is helping us to experience those through an awareness that my stage was so elevated in the whole cycle. And that is part of an experience even right now, though I'm no more, not a deity anymore. I'm in physical form, in human form. I'm not a golden age deity right now. But still, because the soul has this experience that it was a deity, and therefore to think of it and to have the awareness of it is not difficult at all. I cannot say that, well, I don't know what it is to be a deity. I have no experience. When I go to golden age, then I will experience. No, I can experience it right here. I don't have the experience of Paramdham, and therefore only when I go to Paramdham, I'll get the experience. On the contrary, you won't have the experience of Paramdham when you go to Paramdham, because that's a deep sleep stage in Paramdham. Just like when you are in a deep sleep stage, at that time you really don't know that you are in a deep sleep stage. You are just in that stage. You have no experience whatsoever. It's only when you wake up that you realize, oh, you slept so well. I got such good sleep. I'm getting very good sleep. You won't say this when you are in that deep sleep stage. No, you won't say it. Because at that time, no experience. The experience is felt later on. Any type of experience, at that moment it comes in a fraction of a second. It's instant. But later on, the memories are retained and that becomes an experience. So we have all different types of experiences. And therefore we can never say that I don't have the experience of it. If not in this birth, in the previous births I've had the experience. So I will not go for any type of experience which is not going to give good results or which is going to give bad results. I will not want to go for such an experience at all. I've already had in my past lives. Like Baba says that we've experienced so much sorrow already in our past life. Do you want to experience more sorrow? You may say, no, no, in this life I've had no experience of sorrow, so let me go and experience. But Baba has made us Trikaldarshi. He has given us the knowledge of the three aspects of time. And therefore we know what it is to have sorrow. But now as we are Brahmins, we say we are experiencing super sensuous joy. So this is experience. A dog has bitten me, maybe not in this birth, but maybe in some other past life. And even now when I see a dog, I may get frightened, oh, it can bite, because the experience is there. Or if my experience isn't there, somebody else's experience is there, that he or she has been bitten by a dog. And therefore I try to be away. So when I say experience, it is something very deep. And we are all very, very experienced souls. Every soul is a very experienced soul. Even a small child is a very experienced soul, because the body in this life may be very small, but then the soul has come down since the whole cycle. And this is why Baba says that you are an authority of experience. Authority is something very strong, very powerful word. I have an authority of experience. And sometimes, even if I may not have that authority of experience, I don't think I have, but the one who is with me is an authority of experience. Baba is an authority. He has the knowledge of the three aspects of time. The Almighty Authority is with me. So if the Almighty Authority is with me, how can I say that I am not experienced? By being with the Almighty Authority, I become an authority of experience automatically. But then, when I say I'm an authority of experience, I'm able to be free of any type of fear. Because it's nothing new for me. It's nothing new. When you do something for the first time, you can be frightened because it's new. You have no experience of it beforehand. But when Baba talks about the cycle, he also says that you have repeated this cycle not just once, but innumerable times, countless times. And therefore, how much experienced we are, just imagine, as nothing is new. And then when Baba says that whatever you have experienced has actually been very, very beneficial for you, that gives us more happiness, not sorrow. Usually we say, bad experiences of the past. Sometimes we say, good old days. I remember I wrote to somebody, we were good friends in school, we were together and we were good neighbors, you know, we were very good friends. So once I wrote to her, the good old days, you know, I remember our good old days. And you know what she wrote me back? She said, why do you say good old days? Even the new days are good. Why just old days? It's not just good old days, but even good new days. They're all good. Everything is good. So we never say good old days. Maybe they were good experiences, but not always good experiences. So we don't even say bad old days, but we always say good old days. Because we have learned so much, every moment is a learning. And when every moment is a learning, then nothing is bad. And then when Baba says, even if the storms of Maya come, again that is a learning. We become good learners, we learn a lot. Even from Maya. We learn how to face Maya, as Baba said in today's Murli. Why are we not able to face Maya, or why are we not able to discern Maya? Because the mental stability is in there. And if the stability is there, then it is easy to discern Maya or to face Maya. But why is the stability not there? It's because the mind is attracted to too many other attractions. And therefore Baba keeps telling us, children, withdraw. Withdraw yourself from the external attractions. All these are sightseers, as Baba said in today's Murli also. These are not the destination. They are just sightseers. Your destination is far ahead. And therefore don't look at these sightseers. So even these little bitter experiences or sorrowful experiences, they are like sightseers. We have to overlook them. We have to see the destination, our original, natural, eternal stage. And even if we see our five stages, they too are the greatest stages which we have experienced in the cycle. And therefore, we are able to see the three aspects of time in such a beautiful way as detached observers, without experiencing any sorrow, without experiencing any fear, without having any questions, without doubting anything, without worrying about anything, because it's all a game. It's all a game. You're just watching a game. You are just playing in a play. And this makes our experience even much more beautiful. And then when we say we are not alone, the Almighty is with me, then the experience becomes even more beautiful. Sometimes the experience may not be beautiful, it may be a very bad experience, but then later on when you think of it, you can even laugh at it. Oh my, what a thing it was. Sometimes we have to even play many roles, many acts, because we are facing a very difficult situation. We have to play a very, very interesting role. I was reading a few days back in an article about the experiences which people who survived in the Nairobi mall massacre, you know, the terrorist attack. There was an experience of a lady and her two children. So she was also in that mall. And what she wrote her experience, that how when she saw and heard the firing, you know, bullets being shot everywhere and people falling down and blood oozing. So what she did, she made her two children, one was about a 10-year-old girl and the boy was about 3-year-old. She made them lie down and told them, just feel that you are dead, you know, just dead. And she also lied down, you know, just to feel that she's dead. And her son, who was just 3 years old, I mean, he started crying because it was a frightening scene. People were shouting and screaming and running around here and there and falling and you know, rivers of blood, everything. But she said, stop, stop. And all the three of them, they just fell on the ground as if dead. And the son was beginning to cry. But what she did, she put her thumb in his mouth so that he doesn't cry. And she stopped him. Just think that you are dead. Just think that you are dead and stop saying anything. Keep quiet. And very, very softly she said to them, just keep quiet. And those terrorists came, you know, to see anybody moving, anybody shaking, you know, then they can shoot. And she was very much alive. The children were very much alive. But they showed that they were dead. And the terrorists came and saw everything, everyone dead, and no one moving, no one shaking. And they went away. Then after everything was over, then the policemen came. And when the policemen came, they started talking, you know. Yes, yes, anybody wants to get up, you can get up, you can get up. And these people are wondering, hope it's not the terrorists, you know, who have come again. But then said, no, we are the policemen and we have come to help you. Anyone who is breathing, who can listen, please get up, please get up. And then she opened her eyes, she looked up. And then the policemen helped her and all that. So the terrorists were gone. But then she wrote such a beautiful experience in an article that how she felt that she was with God. And God is helping her at every moment. God is like blessing her. You are a blessed child. You are a blessed child. You are a blessed child. And she could feel like God's hand above her head. She was a Kenyan and she wrote her experience in one of the magazines I read. So the beautiful experience which she wrote, that she, all the time she felt that God was with her. Well, no other comments, but then that's the experience she wrote. So what I wanted to say is that this also is an experience. And she said, I was just playing the role as if I'm dead. And Baba tells us that you have to experience this every night when you go to sleep. No? I'm dead from this old world. No thoughts of this old world at all. I'm just with Baba. Baba's hand of blessing above my head. And now I'm in Baba's lap. And then go to sleep. What is sleep? Sleep is also like half death, no? You don't know. So this is an experience. But then when you are dead, you don't have the experience. It's only when you're alive, you can even experience death. There was once the news that somebody, he jumped from the 10th floor. And he wrote in his note, I want to experience death. That's why he jumped from the 10th floor, to experience death. Just imagine, can he come and relate what is death? But still the soul has this experience of leaving the body, is it not? That is why there is so much fear, although in this life I have not left the body, I am very much alive. But the experience is there in the soul of leaving the body. And when I am in that bodiless stage, I feel so light. So even that's an experience of leaving the body. The body may be in so much pain, you know, so much pain. And how we have seen a person crying, shouting, screaming in pain, pain, so much pain, especially when it's a severe heart attack. There's so much pain. And then it's a massive attack. And then the soul leaves the body. And instantly, there's a relief. The soul has left the body. It's a great relief for the soul. After all that severe pain it must have gone through, you know, maybe even for a few seconds, but then the soul leaves the body. That is why very often Baba says in the Murlis, the best death is the death in sleep. You know, in deep sleep, you don't know. The soul has left the body. You sleep at night and the morning you don't wake up. He's gone. What time the soul left the body, no one knows. So we can say that we have had all these experiences. Nowadays in medical science they are doing a lot of research on this. Past life regression. Past life regression. PLR they call it. Someone has very many psychological problems and no medical treatment is helping that person. And they take him into past life regression. And in that past life experiences, they come to know what his past life experience was and they delete that experience. That's what they try. And then he's normal again. Finished, all that psychological problem gone. It's because the soul has these experiences. And now Baba is saying that you are the authority of experiences. So we can understand Maya very well. We can never complain that I didn't know that Maya would come in this way. Because we have had the experience of Maya. Although we were friends of Maya for 63 births, Maya was not our enemy. It was our friend. And because it was our friend, we were the slaves of Maya, friends of Maya. We obeyed Maya. And now Baba says, you are not in the army of Maya, you are in the army of God. So it's like an opposition. But if you come across Maya and you become sort of a victim of Maya, that means you have gone in the army of Maya, then you are in the opposition of God. And therefore we have to be very, very careful to make sure that we don't join the army of Maya. Because Maya has already made us so weak. Maya is our enemy. Maya is like a thief. You know, what does a thief do? What does the enemy do? Whenever an enemy attacks, it sees to two main things. It doesn't attack anyhow or anywhere or haphazardly or indiscriminately. It attacks particularly, you know, places. And mainly it will attack two places. One place is where the resource is. Because if the resource is destroyed, that means the economy is gone and therefore one can become very weak because no economy, no resource. One becomes monetarily weak. And then the second is, it will attack the telecommunications so that it's not able to communicate with another higher authority to get help. So first it will destroy the resource. Secondly, it will destroy the telecommunications so that it doesn't take help from outside too. Own power gone and outside, from outside also no help. That is what the enemy does. So how Maya is our enemy at this time? We are at war against Maya. How does it attack us? It comes in different forms. It doesn't come to the same form every time. Different form, like enemy will not come in the same way every time. Different forms it will come. And therefore we need the power of discernment. And when it comes, it attacks us. First of all, it takes away all our wealth. What is our wealth? The wealth of our virtues, it takes away. The wealth of our powers, it takes away. The wealth of knowledge, virtues, powers, that's our real wealth which Baba has given to us, our real treasures. And the moment I'm attacked by Maya, knowledge disappears, virtues disappear, powers disappear. And I become so weak. That weakness comes, it means I have been attacked by Maya. And secondly, even the telecommunication line is destroyed. That means my connection with Baba is destroyed, from whom I get power. Even that gets destroyed. And then we complain, I can't meditate, I can't meditate. I can't churn, I can't give this knowledge to anyone. I'm not able to speak out the knowledge because Maya has choked our throat. Maya has made us helpless. And therefore Baba said in today's Murli, the power of discernment and the power to face. Don't say Maya has come, Maya has come. Because if you're afraid of Maya, that means there's no power to face Maya. Oh, enemy has come, enemy has come. The thief has come, thief has come. Why should I be afraid? Who is with me? The highest on high authority is with me. Okay, if I don't have my power, my own power, I just say, Baba. Baba often says, use me. But if my telecommunication line with Baba, my yoga is also cut off, then I'm gone. And therefore Baba says, you have to be very, very careful. The power of discernment is necessary, power of discrimination, power of decision. Which power to use now? That comes to the power of discernment. Do I have to tolerate or do I have to retaliate or react? What do I have to do now? I should be able to discriminate well. That is why Baba speaks about the eight powers. If it's a person, supposing a person is speaking ill to you, speaking bad words to you, defaming you, abusing you, doesn't matter. You don't have to react. You don't have to. Because it's only a person. That is his view, It's not everyone's view. It's not everyone's thinking, it's just his thinking. You are like this, you are like this, you are like this. People just talk rubbish sometimes. At that time Baba says, you have your self-respect. God has given you so much self-respect, your titles, remember that. So when you are aware of your own titles, that whatever the other one is speaking, whether he's speaking rubbish, he's abusing you, insulting you, it doesn't matter. You can tolerate. It's easy to tolerate. That's why we give the example of, very good example of Mahatma Buddha. It's a very famous example of Mahatma Buddha. That once he was supposed to go to a certain place and people stopped him from going there because they said there's one person there who doesn't like you. And if you go there, he's going to abuse you a lot and therefore don't go there. He said, why no? Why should I not go there? I will go there. Doesn't matter, let him abuse me. So when he went to that place and that person came in front of him, he abused him like anything, but Mahatma Buddha didn't say a word, not a word. He just kept quiet, very silent, very peaceful, without shaking, without being affected. And after half an hour of abuses and insults and whatnot, when he stopped, naturally, how long can he speak on? His vocabulary finished, you know, whatever he had to speak. And when that person stopped, Mahatma Buddha asked him very sweetly, may I ask you a question? If somebody tries to give something to someone, but that other person doesn't take whatever the first person is trying to give. So if the other person doesn't take, then with whom will that thing remain? Now that person got more angry. What do you mean? What do you mean with whom will it remain? It will definitely remain with that person who was trying to give to the other one. Then he said, well, whatever you tried to give me for half an hour, I didn't take. I didn't take. But he spoke so sweetly, that immediately that first person, he felt ashamed of himself. And he said, oh, you are so great. You know, that's a very, very big example of Mahatma Buddha. So we say that if somebody is insulting me, abusing me, doesn't matter, that's his karma. You don't have to react. Sometimes you say tit for tat, you know, no need, no need. What is power of tolerance? Very beautiful example of a tree laden with fruits. The more it has the fruits, the more it bows, it bends. And an urchin boy throws a stone at it, but that tree gives the fruit. It doesn't give the stone back, it gives the fruit. So whatever the tree has, that it will give. So I am an embodiment of peace. I am a peaceful soul, but that soul is not peaceful. That's why he's abusing me, you know. And therefore, as a peaceful soul, I have to give peace to that soul. I feel, I give good wishes to that soul. I feel mercy on that soul. And therefore, my peace, the peace which I have, I share with that soul through my peaceful vibrations, my peaceful thoughts, my peaceful feelings. Because I'm not affected. I have my own self-respect. So when it's a person, I have to tolerate. But when it comes to a situation, I have to face. Because situation is such that it's not a question of tolerating that situation. You have to face that situation with great strength. And we give the example of some near and dear one's death. It's a situation. He never thought that he would die, he would leave you. And so close, so near, so close that person was to you. And all of a sudden, he's gone. Now you have to face that situation. And how do you face that situation? By crying, it won't help. By beating your chest, it won't help. You know, some people do that. It won't help because he won't come back. But how do you face the situation? Well, my account with this soul was only that much. That's facing the situation. My karmic account with this soul has finished. Wherever this soul goes, it will do more and more service. Let this soul rest in peace. Because if I become peaceless, then I'm not giving peace to that soul. Because whatever are my vibrations, that will reach that soul. And therefore, if I want peace for that soul, I have to stay peaceful. Otherwise I can't give peace to that departed soul. If I have to stay peaceful. This is facing the situation. So that's why Baba says, where you have to tolerate, you don't face, you don't react. But when it's facing a situation, then it is different from tolerating. So situations we have to face with peace, with that inner solace, because Baba is with me. All my relationships are with Baba. And that's what Baba said in today's Murli, that we take the sweetness of all relationships from Baba. My mother, my father, my teacher, my friend, my beloved, my husband of husbands, my child also. All relationships with Baba. Anything happens, Baba. And Baba is there, he is bound, Baba says, to help his children. But don't cry out to Baba in a helpless state. That's different. With an authority of experience. It's nothing new for me. Okay, Baba, take over. And Baba says, this is Maya, which is like a paper tiger. It's nothing great. Maya is not anything. It has no soul. Maya has no soul. And therefore, it's only a paper tiger. And that's why I should not be afraid of it. And almighty authority is with me. And therefore, what is there to fear? And therefore, Baba says, however many storms of Maya come, sometimes we give the example of the eye of the storm. You just be in the center. The storm is all around you, but you are in the center, very, very protected with Baba. And a second, you can be detached from the whole surrounding. Because I'm a soul, I'm not this body. Like a cat coming in front of a bird. But the bird should not be frightened of the cat. Why should it be frightened? It has wings, it can fly away. This is facing the situation. It's not tolerating the cat. Why should the bird be afraid of the cat? It can fly. When it flies, then it's facing the situation. If it's closing his eyes and afraid of the cat, then that's like trying to tolerate the cat. Face the situation, fly away. The cat won't fly to catch the bird which is in the air. The cat has no wings. The bird has wings. So I'm a soul, and in a second I can be detached from the surroundings of this place or whatever, or the person or whatever is around me. I can just be detached in a second and be with Baba. And I'm released. I can share a very wonderful experience of mine. Today I'm here because I'm alive. But I don't know, it was some 30 years ago when I met with a very, very bad accident. Very bad accident. How we survived, I don't know. But it was a very bad accident. Even today when I think of it, I don't know how I'm here. But it was a very bad accident in the way that we were six people in the car, three in the front, three behind. And not very fast speed the car was in. And somebody just turned, I don't know how he came on the roadside. And the driver couldn't see him at the beginning, but he appeared all of a sudden. And the driver tried to apply a brake, but he couldn't apply the brake because it was too sudden. And then what he did, he turned the steering wheel and maybe applied the gear or something happened, but he couldn't do all that. But then as he turned the steering wheel, it hurt that person. We were six people, three in front and three behind. It hurt that person's leg and he fell down. I'm telling the experience of the accident. And I was in the car behind. And that person fell down, and he was a tribal man, you know, somewhere near Palanpur. And he had brought the dry sticks. A tribal man going home, it was evening time. And it was not very dark. It was not too bright also, but evening time, nearly sunset time. And he fell down and he was carrying blocks of wood on his head. And that wood, you know, it just flung and it hit the window screen of the car. And the window screen broke into little pieces. And the car turned. And, you know, I don't know what happened. The wheel broke. Something happened. And at that time, I was behind. And I told Baba, "Baba, I'm coming to you." This is what I told myself. Gayatri is here. So I told my experience. I told Baba, "I'm coming to you." Because at that time, I could feel the heart had stopped nearly, you know, for maybe a few seconds. And because before that, I saw a big deep pit and maybe the car would have gone into the deep pit. And otherwise, there was a very big pillar. The car could have just hit the pillar. And also, that would have been very dangerous. And then, so when I told this to Baba, that the car was moving. You know, it's great speed and that sound and all, that person falling, and the wife of that man was also there, and she was started screaming and whatnot. And after some time, we opened our eyes. We were all alive. Nothing had actually happened. What had happened was that the car went and just slept over the bushes. That's all. And it was a great relief. We were three sisters behind. And I was on the side, and the sister in the middle, she was smaller, and she just went down, you know, just under the chair, the seat. And the other one, the other side was very heavy, and she fell on me. So, like on each other. But then we were all safe, no bones broken, and then we met Baba late that next day. Baba was to come. And we met Baba, so all of us went to Baba and said, "Baba, you know," gave a very beautiful message at that time. Baba said, "Your driver was very powerful." I don't know what he meant. Maybe Baba is the driver or the driver who was with us. He was one of our senior brothers. So he was driving. And so I don't know what Baba meant. But then we understood that means whoever, whether senior brother or Baba, the driver, he was driving us. And then Baba said, "All your karmic accounts went and came to that man, because after 2 days that man died, you know, because of accident. He got a brain hemorrhage. He also broke his leg and he was taken to the hospital, but then he died after 2 days. Good, he didn't die at that moment. If he would have died at that moment, it would be a very big case. But then, what I'm trying to say is, even today when I think of that scene, I can feel I become bodiless. That experience of bodilessness, which I felt at that moment, I don't think I've experienced that again. That was an experience. But then, we faced that situation. And today if I think of it, I can still remember it. It was an experience, but today I can just laugh over it. I can just smile thinking of that experience, because it really gave the experience of being bodiless. It gave the experience of just handing over the whole situation to Baba, and how Baba took care of us and we were like in Baba's arms. So this is experience. You become authority of experience, though you may not be powerful, but the one who is with you is the almighty authority. And when we think in this way, we realize that yes, we are the masters, we are the authorities of experience. So it's not just this one birth. Maybe I don't have the experience, you know, at moment my past lives, I don't know. But Baba has told us about the 84 births too. And therefore never, never, ever think that I don't have the experience of it. And when I say I have the experience, I become so matured. I don't become childish. You know, when we are childish, we are not matured at that time. We are childish. We have no experience. Yes, Baba does tell us become childlike, but not childish. You know, big difference between childlike and childish. childlike is very innocent, very sweet, very loving, because all the original qualities of soul are visible in childlike stage. It's a pure stage. But childish means old in body too, but still no experience. But we are not like that. And immediately we can realize Maya. And as we realize Maya, we feel, yes, nothing is new for us. Baba is with us. So coming to Madhuban, you get this experience of being matured souls with Baba, with the Dadis, with the seniors, and get their vibrations and become more and more matured, more and more experienced. More and more we experience what Baba wants us to experience. So thank you very much. And today being third Sunday, all, even Dadi Janki will come, I'm sure. And there will be 1 hour meditation. And I don't know, will there be a class? I don't know. So we just sit in Baba's remembrance for a few minutes, and then third Sunday meditation will start.